and it's lequel and laquelle, okay? So first thing, well, let's see what lequel is. Lequel, well, basically, it's when you want to replace this quel. So the meaning of quel is what, okay? Then plus a noun, d'accord? So quel plus un nom, okay? And when you want to replace this group, so what plus a noun, then you can have the lequel instead. Okay, remember that in that case, we'll see that a bit later in this lesson, but lequel, it will be for the singular masculine. Okay, then let's see how it goes for the feminine form, singular as well. So it will be laquelle, okay, and then it will replace this quel, so what, but in that case, as you remember probably, we've got the feminine and the masculine form, plus a noun, so plus un nom, okay? So if you want to replace quel plus un nom, then you will have to use laquelle. So this is the feminine form and this is the singular feminine form, okay? So let's see now the singular form and the plural form. So the first form that we'll see will be the masculine. So it will be, as we saw, lequel, okay? So remember, you've got to pronounce it lequel. Even if you've got this QU, okay, remember that this U phonetically doesn't exist, so lequel. Then for the plural form, you will add this S here and then S at the end, okay? And it will give you the pronunciation lequel, all right? So final S is not pronounced. So here, when you've got this L-E-S, okay, it's just like the article, if you remember, le, okay, so it goes like lequel, all right, and then the feminine form, so singular, we saw it, laquelle, okay, so basically same rule, Q, U, U is not pronounced here, and then you've got this E, double L, E, well, phonetically here, it is the same as what we have here, so laquelle, so the only difference between the feminine and the masculine form is this first part, okay? Laquelle, lequel, all right? Phonetically, I mean, now, of course, if you write them, you've got to put this double L here. And then let's see for the plural form. So it will be quite logical in a way because we will have this plural form. So les, okay, as we had here, les, okay? And then quel. You just add this final S at the end, okay? And the good news is that phonetically, it's lequel here for the masculine form and then lequel for the feminine form, all right? So phonetically, it's exactly the same when we talk about the plural form here, but then if you want to write it correctly, remember that for the masculine, it will be E-L-S at the end here and then E-L-L-E-S at the end for the feminine. All right, so let's see a few examples. So the first one, il y a deux cafés. Okay, so if you want to translate directly, it would be there are two coffees. Lequel veux-tu? So of course, you could ask the same question and you could put this quel café veux-tu? What? let's translate it straight, it would be more clear. Quel café veux-tu would be translated like what coffee do you want, okay? In that case, okay, when you use this lequel, well, technically you could translate it directly like which one, okay? Which one do you want, okay? So, il y a deux cafés, lequel, so in that case, just to avoid repeating quel café, okay, veux-tu, so remember, vouloir is to want, you, okay, do you want? So, lequel veux-tu? Il y a deux cafés, lequel veux-tu? All right, or then it's possible as well. In that case, it's more, let's say, spoken, okay? The first one is the official one, because in that case, you put lequel, and after that, you change the order, remember, first the verb, then the subject, because that's the official and the formal way to ask a question. But then, if you speak normally, it's possible to, well, put the order a bit differently. So, il y a deux cafés, So this doesn't change, of course, okay? Tu veux lequel? All right, so you just keep the normal order. So you've got the subject here, you've got the verb here, and then you put lequel at the end, okay? Tu veux lequel? All right, meaning is the same, but then it's better to use the second form orally and the first form. If you get to write, then use this first form, okay? So let's see another example. So, deux bus arrivent. Okay, so two buses arrive. Lequel prenez-vous? Remember, prendre is to take. Hein? Vous, you. Okay, so you could be the plural form, or then it could be the polite form for you. Okay, so lequel prenez-vous? Which one do you take? All right. Or then, it could be as well, as we saw in the previous example, you just keep the normal order, so subject, verb, vous prenez lequel. All right. And then another example. Voici les pâtisseries. Laquelle choisissez-vous? Okay, choisir, to choose. Voici les pâtisseries. Laquelle choisissez-vous? All right. Same thing here. Voici les pâtisseries. Vous choisissez laquelle? All right. So you can see that in that case, it's the same. We just keep the normal order. So subject, verb, and then laquelle. All right. So now you've got lequel, lequel, and laquelle. Remember, phonetically, well, basically this second part, quel, doesn't change if you want to pronounce it, okay? So